we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I do mean this one. This one right here, the one we're in, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I got a couple more texts here real quick. Chris from Gadsden just texted in and says, any press conference about Iran should be merely to explain what we have just done. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't understand the Biden administration's inability to recognize the blend of foreign and military policy, but they never have gotten it. Scott from Athens says, there is now a military acronym for soup sandwich. It's called FEMA. Yeah, I don't know where this started, but there's a saying from the military that, and I still say it all the time, you ate up like a soup sandwich. So now if something's soup sandwich, that means it is ate up. And now apparently the new acronym, according to Scott, is going to be soup sandwich is FEMA, F-E-M-A. I'm gonna jump on some. I tell you what, I got a call. I'll do that real quick. James from St. Clair. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, going well, Phil. I'm back from Asheville just the other day.
Yeah.
And I had a good recommendation for anybody that's looking to, put the money in the right hands.
Okay.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer's team from Pass the Salt Ministries, they've been doing disaster cleanup since Hurricane Katrina, and they are headed down there possibly next week, it looks like. They've already sent some of the donations ahead of them already, but if you want somebody who's definitely going to make sure it gets into the right hands and stay out of the wrong hands, y'all can look up CoachDaveLive.com/donate.
I appreciate
Dave
that.
Dave Dobenmeyer, he'll get her done.
Hey, let me ask you, too. So you got back from Asheville. Were you there in relief mode or going to get some family members, or what were you doing?
Relief mode. I work for a company called Ambipar Response. Do a lot of hazmat and search and rescue type stuff internationally, but here it's mostly cleanup in the States. And we got in behind the curfew. The cops are running people out of there and making arrests. And so we dropped off some equipment, vehicle, water. That was primarily it. And had to turn around, didn't get a really good opportunity to explore. But I can verify that it's easily accessible from the east. We came up through Chattanooga and took the Ocoee River Canyon Road. So that's a little bit scenic. You could go through Atlanta as well, but we came back that way instead.
So,
anyway, you can't get in from the west, but you can get in from the east, and the freeways around Asheville are up and running. There's no issue with getting into the town. Moving around the town is a little bit different. There are definitely cars and stuff that have not been attended to that floated around. There's debris. You know, there's like a foot of mud on everything at ground level, and all the stores were being emptied out. That curfew, you just got to kind of work around that.
Well, James, we appreciate that, man.
Radio.
Go ahead,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Coach Dave Live. All right.
James, you have great, and thank you for, by the way, I guess he's already hung up. Thank you, James, by the way, for giving us that update, and thank you also for being up there working to bring relief to other American citizens who were struggling right now. And I got to say, before I go any further, let me jump on that, because I'm glad James called in. And aside from, what did he say, it was CoachDave.com? That's a great, I'm glad you have a personal reference for them. I will tell you two others. Yesterday, Butters asked me, and I said there's two others that I have very high regard for, who I know are completely trustworthy and are actively engaged right now. One of them is Alabama's own Church of the Highlands. If you're not familiar, Highlands has an entire, they have a staff that is dedicated to disaster relief. They have 18-wheelers and trucks full of equipment and aid products that sit on standby waiting to go, and they've been up there since like the day after. So there's Church of the Highlands, and the other one, of course, is Franklin Graham's organization, Samaritan's Purse. They're amazing, and that's their home turf because they're from the Montreat area of North Carolina, and that's their home turf, and they're operating right now in their own backyard. So, yeah, those two organizations also. I will say, too, there's a lot of questions right now about what FEMA is allowing people to do. Now, I understand and I recognize that, like during Katrina and other places like this, you have looting, you have criminal activity, and you have people that are just looky-loos that get in the way. And so there's going to wind up being some extra measure of, I don't want to call it martial law, but you know what I'm saying. However, we're also getting a lot of reports right now that FEMA is literally stymieing the ability for aid to get to people. Some of that I look at, okay, grain of salt, what do I know? Do I have an actual report yet? But I tell you what, Elon Musk, and Charlene and I have been talking about this, it is so maddening, so frustrating to watch it happen. As FEMA is literally giving money away to illegal aliens, we're watching FEMA be somewhat feckless in its response to what's going on in North Carolina. And by the way, it's a multi-state event. I mean, the storm did not just settle into North Carolina, but North Carolina appears to have received a disproportionate share of the damage. But Elon Musk just tweeted out, and he's been trying to get Starlink terminals and other supplies in, paying for it himself through his own companies and out of his own pocket. But he got mad just about 10 minutes ago, and he tweeted out. He said, SpaceX engineers are trying to deliver Starlink terminals and supplies to devastated areas in North Carolina right now, and FEMA is both failing to help and won't let others help. This is unconscionable, he says. They just took this video, and he's got a video attached to it, where you can see the level of devastation. Roads, houses, electricity, water supply, ground internet connections completely destroyed. FEMA would not let them land to deliver critical supplies. My blood is boiling. Now, Elon is not known for being shy. But that's a real stiff response right there.
Okay, so let's put this in context. The dude brought an entire satellite network,
yep.
has had his engineers reprogramming it so that everything is like it just is free and works, and he sent people in to, and FEMA is like not going, how can we help you?
Yeah.
This would be I can't imagine how, yeah.
Well, this is going to wind up being a campaign issue for the election. But this is also going to wind up being an on-the-ground, blood's going to start boiling issue. Because people who are without homes and without their properties, who have lost lives and loved ones, you're going to wind up seeing people getting real fed up with feds who are feckless, and they just want to know why is that guy over there with a truck full of water and supplies not allowed to give us the water and supplies. Now, go to the command centers. I get that. Go to the command centers so it's coordinated, because they might say, we don't need the water here. We need it worse over there. But if FEMA's just blocking everybody and saying, don't come in, don't come in, don't come in, well, that's going to have to stop. Somebody else just tweeted in to Elon Musk's thing and says, multiple sources on the ground are confirming that there is a blockade. And Elon Musk replied, yeah, it's not just SpaceX. They won't let anyone help. So that's crazy.
Yeah, and, Emily and I had a great conversation with Arthur Orr about FEMA this morning, and I have not heard Arthur as angry as he was when talking about the incompetence of what's going on up there. I mean, it's infuriating, and we talked about, put it in context of a situation that everybody in the state is familiar with, the storms in 2011. Imagine then if the federal government was like, sorry, we don't have any money to give y'all. And then getting in the way of getting help to people. Like, imagine anybody who was impacted by those storms, like put yourself in the shoes of you're back in 2011 and the federal government is telling you we can't help you. And then it's actively blockading any help getting to you. Like, imagine how much longer it would have taken to not only rebuild Alabama, but get people help. It's infuriating.
And I'll tell you what else is just wild. So I'd retweeted on my own Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter personally at Sen, that's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. But I retweeted this morning a video. This is like we're on a total aside. I'm not even on my dipper yet. I retweeted this morning. Last night, Biden went, apparently to some of the storm damage areas yesterday.
Shutting down the airspace.
Yeah, right. But he went there and he came back and he was questioned by the press, and it looked like he was standing just outside the White House. And apparently it was after his usual work hours, because he did not seem like he was together, which there's nothing new there, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
He looked a little more out of it than usual. And one of the reporters asked him, what did you find that people need in the storm relief? And he went, what's that? He said, what did you find they need? And they're standing next to each other. It's not like he's having to yell across a big empty expanse.
I will say, it did kind of sound like the helicopter was still
whatever,
in the background.
Man.
But yeah, it was
pretty
crazy.
Then he goes, storm? What do you mean? Oh, I didn't know which storm you meant. Which you look at and go, what? And then he said, yeah, everybody's real happy. They're all getting what they need. That's his response. Everybody's real happy. They're all getting what they need. And he did it. By the way, he should never play poker, because his tell is when he's confused, he's not sure what to do, he reaches up and he kind of touches his nose. He does this thing where he touches his nose and like kind of rubs it like he's trying to scratch an itch.
What was the line I was supposed to say to that? Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's happy.
Help me think. Do I have a pair of kings or do I have a pair of deuces? Yeah, that's what he's – I mean, it's awful. So anyway, bottom line is this. FEMA's ate up like a soup sandwich. How about that?
It's in line with what we've seen from the Secret Service and who knows what other aspects of the federal government.
By the way, which department head is in charge of the FEMA? Would that be the Department of Homeland Security? Is that Alejandro Mayorkas?
Mm.
Which department has the Secret Service? Is that the Department of Homeland Security? Is that Alejandro Mayorkas? Which department actually has the southern border, CBP, and issues related to Border Patrol? Oh, would that be the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas? My God, why has he not been impeached yet? The only place in the world where you are allowed to fail up is in government. That man should never, that man should leave office and not be allowed to flip burgers at the local diner.
But apparently Biden hasn't been using the funds for migrants. It was actually Trump. Trump was the one doing that, according to Karine Jean-Pierre.
Stop it, Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre, I broke a glass ceiling and didn't know what else to do with my life. Karine Jean-Pierre, she's going to be on The View when this is over with, espousing her views, and don't we know that's going to be trustworthy. Then again, they need to replace Whoopi Goldberg with somebody. I tell you what, as long as we're on this rant, let me just finish up the text messages. James from St. Clair just texted back in. He goes, please repeat this on the air. It's CoachDaveLive.com. And there's a /donate if you want to actually go help. So, yeah, the one that he was talking about that he really likes, I mentioned Samaritan's Purse, Church of the Highlands, and then James of St. Clair says Coach Dave, as D-A-V-E, CoachDaveLive.com. So thank you, James. Appreciate you, man. Brian from Decatur says the most ironic thing and probably one of the saddest is a lot of the people that are suffering now in North Carolina due to this admin's incompetence will still vote for them come November. Well, the question is going to be, will they be able to vote? Because right now they have no electricity. So I'm curious how that's going to work out, too. Ross from Huntsville says, Phil, if it's so bad, why is the Virginia governor praising the response? The Virginia governor praising the response. I don't think the Virginia governor is the governor of North Carolina, last I checked. So there's that. Jeff P. from ARAB. Glenn Beck went yesterday and reported that FEMA was taking the food that others had gathered and told them they would deliver it themselves to who it was needed, yet their number one goal is equity. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
All right, last one. We'll go to a break. John from Decatur says, can the local and state law enforcement not override FEMA and allow outside aid? Not necessarily. FEMA has command and control. It's a national issue now. But wow, just saying, not good. By the way, Chiho just texted in from Rainbow City. Says, touching your nose when talking is a sign of uncertainty or lying. I believe that to be true. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.